for the longest time, I was very prideful, and I had the pride of life. And I boasted in myself and boasted in myself. And then at one point, I pretty much hit rock bottom financially. I hit rock bottom in my marriage. My wife didn't know the way I felt. I was kind of depressed. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, you know, God, you know, the situation that I'm in, I need you. And it really brought me back and humbled me. It made me realize that, like you said, you can't do it by yourself. You can't do it without the instruction manual.
Well, amen to that. Hey, welcome to Intentional Living today. And Dakota reminds us that so often in life we lie to ourselves. I was doing a teaching this morning with our staff, and you know, I was talking about life. I was talking about habits and how habits are formed. And so many of the things that we do, the decisions we make, the routines of our life are based on the lies that either we told ourselves or someone else told us, and they stuck. And so today we want to talk about, can you really look in the mirror? Can you tell yourself the truth? You know, the scripture says whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy and of good report to think on such things. Paul tells us to take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. The very first step in intentional living is making sure you make the right kinds of decisions, and you know, in your head. And so today we're asking the question, you know, when you look in that mirror, what do you hear? I mean, what do you hear coming back to you? Can you tell yourself the truth? If you want to leave a story, tell us a comment. Tell us what God has been doing in your life. Love to have you share it on our storyline at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. If you're wanting to be on the air today, well, we have our callers already lined up. They're pre-recorded from the archives, a best-of show. But listen, we still want you live on our comment line today with your stories that we can use in the future. So you can be a part of a upcoming program. Again, 888-888-1717. What do you see when you look in the mirror? What do you tell yourself about truth? You know, the scripture is full of reminders about how we can lie to ourselves. We see the very first act of sin in the scripture really involves deception. How Satan was deceiving Adam and Eve really to believe a lie, and in the process to destroy their lives. And ours as well, for all of humanity. So come on in. Telling yourself the truth is the topic today from Intentional Living.
Hi, this is David. Just wanted to say that lately I realized that I'm not going to ever believe the lie that I can't turn back to God. No matter what I've done, I am intentionally always going to turn back to God and always pray to Him and always give it back to Him. Just like David did, no matter what happened, he always turned back to God. So I'm being the David like the David. So thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go. Good for you. You know, when we think about telling yourself the truth, being focused on the truth, you got to ask yourself, what's the foundation? We live in a world today that doesn't really have a lot to hang their hats on when it comes to absolutes and truth. And I'm not talking about opinion. I'm talking about truth, things that are just factually true. And for a Christian, I challenge us as followers of Jesus Christ, if you know Christ and you know Him personally and He's the Lord of your life and He really, you know, it's more than just a Sunday experience, you really want Him to reign in your life, there's only one way to get this done. You've got to know what the Word teaches. If you don't have a basic understanding of Scripture, how is it that you're going to get back to the truth? You know, you think about the manuals that you have to read to install software on your computer. I mean, even the simple ones that come. We just installed a little thing on my computer today, and I had to have Dean Coleman from our staff here on the line to help me get it done because there's a certain way of doing it. And if you don't do it right, it doesn't work. And so often in life, we try to do it without the manual. We try to do life without getting back to things that are just true. There are facts about money. Like I said, you spend more than you make over an extended period of time, you're going to be broke. And the fact is, life is short. We were just talking about life and why is it that it feels like as you get older and older, life is going faster. And I guess the simplicity of my mind took me back to the truth that life is like toilet paper roll. Closer to the end, faster it goes, or at least feels like it. And we live sometimes in this smog or smoke of an illusion about things that are not true. And I would ask you to stop and ask yourself, what's really true? What's really true about your marriage today, if you were being honest with yourself? What's true about your finances today? What's true about your health? What is really true about your faith and your walk with Christ, about your own life today? And some of you have had to look in the mirror and make some decisions. 888-888-1717. Dakota is on the line in New Mexico. Hi, Dakota.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Do you have to look in the mirror and tell yourself the truth?
Yes. For the longest time, I was very prideful, and I had the pride of life. And I continued to, I boasted in myself. And then at one point, I pretty much hit rock bottom financially. I hit rock bottom. I felt like in my marriage, my wife didn't know the way I felt, I was kind of depressed. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, God, the situation that I'm in, I need you. And it really brought me back and humbled me. It made me realize that, like you said, you can't do it by yourself. You mm-hmm. can't do it without the instruction manual. And the more you try, the more you fail. It's like quicksand. And so I revert back to Galatians, I think it's Galatians 6:14, where it talks about boasting nothing but the Lord. Mm. And it really started to, I really started to notice a change in heart where I was in. Everything that I did, it was the condition of my heart that dictated how I felt. So as in, I wasn't worried about how it elevated me, but how it elevated God. Good. And I think that's the key. I think that's the key element in being a follower of Christ and not a fan. You know, they'll sit on the sidelines and cheer for God, go out there and play the football game. Yeah. So, kind of win souls for Him. So that's kind of the story where I told myself, I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, you're not all that great. It's all God. It's not about you.
So how did that change your life? What would you do different from that point on, Dakota?
Well, what I did different was I started giving with a different heart. I didn't go to church seeing what God can do for me, but I started going to church and talking to people and trying to see what I could do for God. And so it was a kind of a change of mindset where I was approaching Christ and as a servant and not as like a consumer.
Good for you, and that's made a difference.
And it definitely has made a difference. It has made a difference in the way that I talk to my wife. It's made a difference in the way that I'm a father. It's made a difference in my job. So, I just give it all to God. Like there's no other way around it. You just have to give it to God and trust in Him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you, Dakota. Drive safely, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate you allowing me on the air. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Dakota, appreciate your call from New Mexico. Truth is, you either stand on truth or you stand on assumptions, you stand on sinking sand, you stand on some political party or some philosophy of life or what have you. And I know as Christians, we're looked askew at in terms, people look at us in terms of how in the world can you just believe the Bible and use that as a manual. Here's what I'd ask. What is it in the principles and teaching of Scripture that doesn't work? When it talks about purity, when it talks about not getting into debt, when it talks about loving your spouse, when it talks about integrity, when it talks about loving one another, when it instructs us as followers of Christ, that these are truth statements, these are foundational truth statements about how life works, I'd ask the question, why doesn't it work? It does. These are truth statements in Scripture. And so often we wander because of our own emotions and our own stuff. What do you think? When have you had to look in the mirror and make a truth statement to yourself? 888-888-1717. The first thing he told us was to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. And what Paul's talking about here is our thinking. Our thinking is key. Our thinking is what gets us into trouble in almost every area of our lives. I can't tell you the number of people I've sat with in counseling who will look me straight in the eye and tell me an absolute lie that they're believing. Taking Scripture and turning it because that fits their mold and what they think is right, when it's contrary to what Scripture teaches. How many of us lie to ourselves? We all lie to ourselves.
Daily, don't we?
No matter how much we try not to, we do. It seems to be a pervasive problem in life. Julie is on the line in Michigan today. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
How are you?
I am blessed.
Well, amen. Hey, have you looked in the mirror at some point and had to tell yourself the truth?
Yes. My mother took us five children to church, so she planted the seed very young. In my teens and early 20s, well, I decided that I needed to go out and find my love with a big hole in my heart. And what I saw when I looked in the mirror 6 years ago was Mary Magdalene. That's how I was living my life, trying to find that quote-unquote, which I never believed in, the soulmate. Secular saying, well, I've got my soulmate. And never in all those years that I was out being promiscuous and trying to find that soulmate, and never two marriages, two divorces, never finding that soulmate. And it was hard to look in the mirror. And one day, you know, it was about 6 years ago, I turned my back. I said, Lord, I am done with bars, with men, with fornication. And I said, I just, you know, with all the million men in the world, there's no one for me. There's no soulmate for me. When I look, what's wrong with me? There's got to be something wrong with me. And I was listening to Family Life Radio, and I heard the Lord say, Jesus is your soulmate. And that day forward, I surrendered all to my Heavenly Father and my sweet Jesus. And that hole in my heart was filled with such love in the Holy Spirit. And I have never been so content in my life. I'm single. But for years, I would look, maybe he'll be the one, maybe he'll be the one, maybe him, is he looking at me? Just my head would spin, trying to find what was right in front of me. And my first husband and I had two children. We started bringing them up in church. We got divorced. Years later, God has brought him back into my life as not a lover, a husband, but we are such good friends. He, you know, it was just amazing how God brought him back. At one point we hated each other. He brought him back into my life as a big brother, as a friend, as a, I couldn't ask for anything better. And I bought a house. He has the west wing, I have the east wing, and it's worked out perfect. He's my friend, and he's a believer. His nephew's a pastor, and but I tell you what, there's nothing, no man out there can fill what Jesus Christ can fill. And these single women, because I'm speaking from experience, can find or will find a man that's not a Christian, that Jesus will fill that for you. And I want for nothing.
Well, you looked in the mirror, Julie, and you made a decision. You realized the hole in your life was not going to be filled by another person that had a hole in their life. It was going to be filled by the one who fills the holes in our life, and that's Christ, so... God bless you, Julie. Thank you. And I am so pleased, the staff who are listening from Family Life Radio, to hear that the radio station could be that kind of a powerful impact, which just reminds me to say this about Christian radio. It makes a difference. Christian radio is on the air 24 hours a day in most markets because we need that 24 hours a day. We need that encouragement. We need that focus. We need that intentionality in our life. We need the scripture. We need the stories. We need to realize we're a part of a community. And so thank you for that reminder, Julie. What did you see when you looked in the mirror and you had to tell yourself the truth? Either you lied to yourself about something that was a lie from Satan, or you were just lying to yourself in trying to keep from doing what you got to do. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
And I think the one thing that I really encourage us as parents and grandparents in working with our 20-year-olds, help them take some decent risk in life. If you're gonna fail, fail in the 20s. If you're gonna make a mistake, make it in the 20s. Fail early, fail fast, pick yourself back up and keep going. You know, that's an excerpt from the teaching this month on intentional living through the decades of life, and you're thinking, boy, I should have failed in the 20s. In fact, I failed in the 20s, the 30s, 40s, here in the 50s, still struggling. Maybe you're retired and still feeling the after effect of all of the points in your life with regrets that you wish you had done differently. And here's some good news. The teaching this month, what I call our intentional living uplift, I suppose, encouragement and instruction, is a lesson that I wish I had heard when I was 18 or 20 years old about these decades of life. You realize that in the first decade of life is so important when we're developing our sense of security and our sense of belonging. Maybe you didn't experience that. And then going into the second decade where you're developing your identity, maybe you struggled with that in life. And then going into that third decade where you're starting to make decisions and kind of regroup in life and move forward, maybe you struggled there. This lesson this month is intended to encourage you, to be instructive. And secondly, it's intended for those of us who are parents and grandparents to stop what we're doing and say, I've got a ministry to my kids and grandkids. I want them to understand this about these decades of life. Sit down with that junior high school, or young a college student, and really go through this teaching together. It's very powerful. Members, watch for it. It's coming your way automatically, audio and video. New members, those of you joining us, will get it to you in, as a result of becoming a part of the monthly support team. And this is the final month of our year, fiscal year. June 30th, we wrap up our fiscal year. We're running about 4% behind where we need to be. And I just share that as a prayer need. And just ask some of you to just be really generous if you could. By the way, we have some friends of the ministry right now matching every gift to Intentional Living, dollar for dollar, up to $10,000. That is such a great help. Thank you guys for doing that. So your gift, whatever the amount is, being matched up to that amount, please be generous. We really need your help. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hi, this is Janice. My one thing for the next month, my husband and I are in a custody battle for his 13-year-old twins, and the relationship has been very strained. So for 30 days, I am praying over me, my husband, my two stepchildren, and their mom.
That's a one thing. She took it on as a challenge for her family to ask God to intervene in what the courts are going to be ruling for these children for God's glory. And we share that because she represents one of many, many, many that we have heard over the past days and weeks and months of people who are sharing their one thing that they're focused on, one thing that they're bringing before God, one thing that they're trying to make into a new habit or a new way of thinking in their life. Intentional living is about not only having the right intention, but also doing the next right one thing. It's very powerful. And so can I challenge you to think about what one thing could you do or become or change in an attitude over the next 30 days in your life? What would it be? If you'd like to start that journey, I'd love to send you the One Thing wristband to help you get started. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com/WB for wristband, WB. And we'll send that to you. If you have a commitment for one thing for the next 30 days, for your life, for your marriage, or for your family.
You know, I've been struggling with an addiction for about 30 years. And there's been times that I've been free. and I turned around and went back to it. You know, I blame circumstances, people, even the devil. And what I'm coming to learn is that, you know, I have nobody to blame but myself. It holds me back from my relationship with family, my children. I would like to use a comparison to one putting her hand on a hot stove. You would think that if you'd done that once and got burnt, that you wouldn't do it again. But I find myself repeating the same destructive behavior. I really can relate to the Apostle Paul when he says that he did things that he didn't want to do, and the things that he wanted to do, he never done. So that's my prayer, you know, is God, save me from me, because I am, and I realize that I am be my own worst enemy.
Yeah, absolutely. I should write a book. That reminds me, here's a book title. Why Christians Do Stupid Things. You gonna buy that? I got that look. Like maybe not. Why do we do that? You know, it's part of the reality, I guess, of living in a sinful world. Obviously, but come on now. Haven't you all done stupid things and you shake your head and say, "How in the world did I do that? Why in the world would I do something that stupid?" Sometimes it's just a little pothole you drop into. Sometimes you dig a great big hole and you jump in, and the good news is you can get out. God loves you and he can help you out. Chris says on Facebook, after over 32 years of doing the same thing over and over, I realized something had to change, and it was everything about me. So I picked up the good word, talk about the word of God, and have been learning a better way to live. God's word gave me a new way of thinking that's not all about me. It has also given me a new heart that feels and cares again, where it was once dead without feeling. And for the last 33 months, I've been clean and sober. I realized I was more addicted to sex and my lifestyle than I was to drinking and drugs. And now I try my best to do his will for me instead of my own sinful nature, all because he never gave up on me. I forgave myself and now reach to the higher calling. You know, the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 5, after a whole beautiful passage on instruction for living in marriage and work and so on, in that passage area, Paul says, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And let me just say this. We don't talk a lot about the Holy Spirit, you know, I think, from our pulpits as much as we should, because there's unity from diversity, the Trinity. And the Holy Spirit was given to us as a comforter and to empower us to live out the faith. And so I would challenge you, as you think about telling yourself the truth, start on your knees, looking into the mirror and asking the Holy Spirit of God, who loves you, and if you're his child, will fill your life, and then ask him to reveal to you those things that you're lying about. There's where it begins. And that's a tough process. It's easier sometimes to stick in the lie part of our life instead of breaking that free and seeing the truth, seeing things for where they actually are and what they actually are. That, I think, is an incredibly positive step in moving forward and being intentional.
Knowing that I am a child of God, I often lie to myself about deserving all the bad that comes into my life. That is true, but it often is a lie that I tell myself.
You know, we lie to ourselves in a lot of different ways, but it comes back to focusing on the truth. You know, the Bible says whatever things are true, whatever things are right and just and admirable and praiseworthy, to think on such things, and as we think on them, then they should also translate into what we're telling ourselves about our life and how we express that to other people. That's the power of focusing on the truth. Hey, listen, just before we wrap up, I want to remind everybody that we have a comment line, a question line. We're here at the studio where you can share a question for me about anything going on in your life. I'd love to address some questions that you have intentionally, or to share what God's doing in your life, or maybe on the topic today about lying to yourself. We've got some comments that have come in we want to share with you before we wrap up the show. Here's one from one of our male listeners. Take a listen.
I've been a Christian most of my life, involved and active in church and in ministry. My wife and I have been married for 18 years. A year ago, she and I were separated because I'd been lying to her for 12 years about talking inappropriately to women in chat rooms online. Since then, I have been on a journey to identify my fallen nature and also to get my life lined up with God and the truth of His Word. But my wife has sought divorce, and in the midst of this, I believe that God is still there and I am still following the right path as I seek Him. My prayer is that my wife will see me as the man of God and the husband that she married, and that I would be the man that's truthful and trustworthy, but mostly that would be real for me regardless of the outcome.
Hmm. You know what you've done? I don't know your name. That was a comment, one of many that get left on our comment line. And you set forth, it sounded like you really thought through the goal that you have to be a man of God, and hopefully and prayerfully as a result there can be a restoration of your marriage. Can I encourage you, though, to take the next life step? That you took the first step of really establishing what you want, what the goal is, what the desire of your heart is. But now make sure that you say, what are the one things that I need to do every day? What's one thing every day? And it may be the same thing for 30 days. It may be one thing you for a day or two, and you're going to add something new to it and continue to develop. But without that plan, a goal without an action plan is simply a good idea. So I would encourage you to add to that goal that you have, which is a good one. What are some action steps that you can take with prayer or people that you're with or practical things you're going to do to disconnect from your past with online and so on? But make sure you have those one things in place. All right, I think we got time, Stephen. Let's hear from Aaron.
Hi, this is Aaron, and I wanted to call about my mother passed down honesty to me. She would always say, if you tell me the truth, you'll get less trouble than if you lie. And she always stuck to it no matter what we had done. And so it was good, you know, if I'd made a mistake, being able to share that and not try to hide it and be ashamed. The only problem with that was that I was never taught really when to hold my tongue and not to speak out of turn or to cause pain with the truth. But I do prefer to have an honest life than to hide things from people, and I think it's just a much easier life, and I'm really grateful for my mom for teaching me that. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. Hey, listen, share your story with us at 888-888-1717. Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living for our entire team. God bless you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.